Crosby Clooney, number 13, for broadcast Wednesday, March 16th, 1960.
Greetings, greetings, one and all.
Does that include me, Bing?
You're included very large, Rosie, and greetings from Norcross greeting cards, too.
Of course.
Friends, Rosemary and I have some things cooking here, which we hope will keep you reasonably enchanted for the next 20 minutes.
Well, at least we won't disenchant you.
Well, I hope not.
I lead off, don't I, Chum?
That's the plan.
Love and affection. I need an awful lot of love and affection. You gotta shower me with love and affection before I give my heart away. I wanna know that you love me, and if you do, you gotta show that you love me. I'll follow anywhere you go if you love me, and I will give my heart away. I'm just a plain Jane, honey. I don't go for trinkets and such. Save your money. Trinkets are nice, but they can't ever take the place of love and affection. Just keep your kisses coming in my direction, and in return I'll give my love and affection to no one else but you. Just a plain Jane, honey. I don't go for trinkets and such. Save your money. Trinkets are nice, but they can't ever take the place of love and affection. Just keep your kisses coming in my direction, and in return I'll give my love and affection to no one else.
Rosa Stellata, Rosa Bellissima.
Please, Bing, I'm married.
Rosa, you misunderstand. I was pronouncing the names of some of the new Norcross greeting card roses.
Of course, this is the year of the Norcross roses.
It is indeed. There's a veritable bouquet of roses in this new Norcross line of greeting cards.
There's the Norcross Mint Beauty Rose, the Blue Rose, the Burgundy Beauty Rose, the Champagne Rose.
I do wish they had a Bourbon Beauty Rose. You know, Dean Martin's birthday's coming up very soon.
Bing, you are all sentiment. But that's the nice thing about these Norcross greeting card roses. Each has its own feeling, its own thought, its own particular person in mind.
If your lady is vivacious, the Norcross Rosa Stellata greeting card. And if your lady is unquestionably lovable, then diplomacy dictates the Norcross Rosa Bellissima.
Diplomacy?
I consider myself the elder statesman of amour.
That's nice.
Yes, we men who know women best recommend sending a lady a Norcross greeting card rose to match her mood. Now, don't trifle with a card that doesn't have an N on the back. Norcross greeting cards say the things that you want to say.
And say them with roses.
Rosa Stellata, Rosa Bellissima. How do you like my Latin pronunciation, Rosie?
Julius Caesar would divide you into three parts.
Great old standard by Richard Rogers. Lawrence Hart.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms a soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Greenwich, where modern men itch to be free. And Bowling Green, you'll see with me. We'll go to Coney, we'll have baloney on a roll. In Central Park, we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. I'd like to take a sail on Jamaica Bay with you, and fair Canarsie's lakes we'll view. The city's bustle cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan Isle of Joy.
Bing, what's the word for the ladies today?
I just happen to have a good chunk of advice for the girls.
Fine, what is it?
Ladies, don't disagree with your husband.
Don't disagree with your husband. That's your recommendation, huh?
That's it for the day. Good, solid advice, too, Ken. Gleaned from the British Medical Association's publication, Family Doctor. A Dr. Kenneth C. Hutchin offers this counsel.
Bing, as much as I hate to admit it, husbands aren't always right.
Well, the doctor knows that, Ken, the good doctor. He says a husband may be wrong, and he probably is, but why tell him?
Yeah, why tell him? I'm for that.
Me too. If men like to think they know best, let them think it.
Perfect reasoning.
Dr. Hutchin says it may not be an easy attitude for wives to assume, but it isn't a very high price to pay for peace, security, good health.
Golly, just by having our wives pat us on the back and not start arguments, do we get peace, security, and good health?
Certainly. Have you been on the Erie here, Rose? Have you been digging this? What do you think of it?
Yes, I have. I think it's very enlightening.
Yes, you don't sound very enthusiastic.
Well, I have a few things to say. I'm sure that my husband will love it if I heed what the good doctor recommends.
Well, give it a whirl. When you go home today, now you walk in and you say, Joe, you're always right.
That's what he keeps telling me.
Oh, well... Anyway, you got to let your husbands live a little, girls. Anger and frustrations are dangerous emotions for tired men. Now, on the other hand, wives shouldn't build their husbands up too much. It can be overdone. Don't make them think that they're muscle men, because they'll go out and overdo. They'll sprain their back, slip a disc or something.
I very seldom see a man lifting anything heavy that is around our house.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. That point's taken care of around your trap, then. Another thing, Rosie, Dr. Hutchins claims that women should watch their husbands' waistlines. Should watch them even closer than their bank balances and should make sure that they get some daily exercise, even if it's only walking to the station.
Instead of walking from the station wagon to the station.
Yeah, that's it. Make them walk a few more steps.
Yes.
Also, a further suggestion is that when a man gets home after a hard day's work, his wife shouldn't tell him her trouble.
Who's she going to tell him to?
And don't say here.
No.
It does say she shouldn't start yakking at him until he's had a chance to relax with a drink, a little toddy.
But when a man's relaxed with a drink, he's not a very good target. He's a very bad audience. Too contented to pay close attention.
Oh, that might be a valid objection, Rosie. But after all, I'm not the doctor. But I must tell you, I certainly agree with his report.
Yes, Rosie, we men need peace, security, and good health. And it's up to you gals to see that we get it.
There must be another side to this question, isn't there?
No, you are
no?
Shut out, dear.
I would say so.
This is the line that we have chosen to hew to. It's the only possible course to steer.
Okay. Will you sing something now, Bing?
I couldn't think of it. I'm very tired. I just don't feel up to it.
Oh, well, then I'll sing.
Good girl.
I don't want you straining yourself. Maybe you should lie down.
Give me your arm. Will you help me to the chaise lounge? Sing softly, Rosie.
Men.
Oh.
Hushabye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and grays, dapples and bays, coach and coachman, maybe. Hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. Tired eyes, it's slumber time. They know it's time for them to go to sleepy town and so. Sweetheart of mine, hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and grays, dapples and bays, coach and coachman. Hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby.
How many extras do you add to your wash? Bleach, blowing, fabric softeners? You know, these extras are not necessary with Instant Fels Naphtha. Instant Fels Naphtha gives you the cleanest, softest, freshest-smelling laundry ever and does the full job without you having to add anything but the water and the washer. All you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole world is water, a washer, and Instant Fels Naphtha. Sing for us now, Bing.
Ken, you know what we've been doing? We've been limbering up here, just kind of stretching and straining on an old one. You remember Alabama Bound?
Oh, I sure do. I also remember that was written back in the days when everybody was Alabama Bound.
Well, it seemed like in those days, everybody was bound for somewhere down south.
At least that's the way the songwriters depicted the situation.
That's right. Everybody was headed down there to get a whiff of magnolia blossoms or a dish of black-eyed peas or something.
How sweet it is. There's some cool collard greens and possum, Oh, the South certainly got a terrific build-up in music and lyrics, didn't they?
Well, it couldn't happen to a better area.
I agree. It's quite true, but, you know, it seems funny to me that no one ever left New Orleans or Memphis or Charleston to go up north. They just never did, I guess.
Well, I never heard a song to that effect, anyway.
I don't think you ever will, either. The Tunesmiths have just routed everybody in the other direction. They seem to just gravitate that way.
Bing, you remember how Al Jolson used to sing Alabama Bound?
Oh, Jolie really tore that song to shreds.
Al shredded a lot of them in his day.
Talking on the square. Well, if Buddy and the boys are ready, I guess I'll tackle Alabama Bound.
You gonna tear out the shreds?
No. I've planned a more gentle approach. I may just stroke it a bit. We're gonna open up with a few sound effects. I thought that would be clever.
Mm-hmm.
Railroad station, you understand? Train whistles.
Oh, that's cool.
Bits like that. I'll just massage it gently.
Oh, go on. Rip into it.
Ken, now, don't you egg me on. Don't encourage me, because I can get real violent, real frenetic. Easy now, buddy. Simply, softly. Here we go.
Ahoy! Train 5 leaving on track 9 for Moccasin 4, Jackie Bend, and Apalachicola.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in a number berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground, and then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. Goodbye, blues. Bird is a-singing, every old thing's in tune. Goodbye, blues. Nothing but laughter morning and afternoon. Saw a rosebud in a store, so I'm going where there's more. Goodbye, blues. Troubles are over, I'll be in clover soon. Alabama bound. Be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Gave the meanest ticket man on earth about all I'm worth. Wanna get my body in an upper berth. Hear the choo-choo sound. Look at this covered ground. Soon I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama. Everybody going back to Birmingham. Gotta get a little pone in hand. Hope to do about the best I can. I'm Alabama bound.
Gals, did you know you can redecorate your living room with just a few twists of the wrist? No black magic needed. Ah, quite the contrary. It's the pink magic of General Electric Dawn Pink Bulbs. They cast a wonderful romantic glow over draperies and furniture. A soft rosy glow that bathes worn and faded rugs and upholstery with new beauty. Try General Electric Dawn Pink Bulbs yourself. Get a handy 4-pack and redecorate a room tonight. Available in most sizes, plus 3-way.
So long, folks. Until next time.
Thanks for listening, friends.